You have just tuned in to the Save Our Black Boys radio program, an informational program using Bible-based principles, research findings, and educational news with practical tips to help our black sons move from failing and mediocre grades to excellent grades. Now here's your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake.
Welcome, listeners, and especially parents. This program is for you. Our topic today is basketball and beyond. And I am so happy to have as our guest, Rono Butts. He is a mentor. Parents, if your young man likes basketball, bring him to the radio, to the internet. You don't want to miss this interview. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you today. And tell us about your company. You told me it's called Gaucho Corporation. You are a mentor of young males.
Yes. The Gaucho Corporation is a new corporation that started into mentoring young men to teach them how to be pillars in their community. Also, how to be young entrepreneurs, learning how to start a business and follow their dreams. So it's a new company that is growing tremendously. I have good mentors in finance, printing, marketing, communications, and videography. So those are some of the mentors that we have now as part of the organization.
That's wonderful. Parents, if you would like your young male to be a part of a mentoring program that teaches them about entrepreneurship and what to do beyond basketball. So do you take young men at what age?
Usually most of the kids that I get right now is age 13 to 18 years old. But we're open up to starting younger men coming into the program. But I partner with other programs in the community to have programs for younger men to help them transition into my program.
Okay, so they come in because they love basketball?
Yes, that's normally how they get involved. This is because they love basketball.
And who doesn't love basketball these days? Okay, so the young males come in because they love basketball. But as a parent, if a parent sees that their child loves basketball, what does your organization offer beyond basketball?
Well, one of the things we offer beyond basketball is teaching the kids how to be students, how to be young men, and how to prepare for life after basketball, because everyone doesn't make it up the ladder to the NBA. Some people have trouble even making it to college. So we still try to prepare them for them to go to school, be students, enjoy their life as young men, as being students growing up in the world. And most of the time, most of the kids that came out of my program are enjoying their lives as we speak today as students.
Wonderful. And parents, listeners, we're going to offer a free book, so take notes, and we'll tell you how to get the free book near the end of the program. So, Ronald, you have a basketball team. What's the name of the basketball team?
It's Each One Teach One.
That's a great name.
And the kids named the team. The original kids that I started with in Maryland named the team, and they realized that each one person teaches one a life lesson. So, yes, that turned out to be the fitting name.
It is very fitting. And you mentioned the word life lesson. So this is not just about the skills of basketball, but life lessons. What are some of those life lessons you want the young men to learn?
Well, through basketball, you can teach kids responsibility, accountability. You can teach them self-discipline. You can teach them about teamwork and also self-improvement. So you get a variety of things when you play basketball if it's taught to you the correct way. So these are the life lessons that we try to build in them to carry on with that throughout their lives and into college.
That is wonderful. We're going to take a break and come back with our guest, Ronald Butts, an entrepreneur and a mentor of young males. We'll be right back.
Remember, those who read succeed. If you're looking for black history books and books about people of color, shop online at Brown Sugar and Spice Books. The website is www.brownssbooks.com. That's www.brownssbooks.com. Brown Sugar and Spice Books offers to families, schools, and churches top quality, true-to-life, inspiring, and beautifully illustrated children's books and black history books for all ages. So, shop online at www.brownssbooks.com and make reading a daily family activity in your home. Brown Sugar and Spice Books specializes in true stories about people of color. www.brownssbooks.com. Happy reading. Thank you.
Welcome back, listeners. Our topic today is basketball and beyond, and we're thrilled to have an expert, a committed young man himself. He is mentoring young males. Do they have to be in your city? Where are you located?
We're located in Montgomery County and Frederick County in Maryland. But most of the kids, I've had kids as far south as Fredericksburg, Virginia, far west as Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, and far north as Baltimore. So you don't have to be in my city. You just have to be committed to wanting to play, to achieve a higher goal as a student and as an athlete. And, you know, that's where a lot of our kids right now is coming from, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this, Ronald?
I've been doing this for a long time, but in the Maryland state of Maryland, I've been doing this since 2014.
Okay. So prior to Maryland, were you engaged in basketball before you started this company?
Yes. I played as organized basketball since I was in fifth grade, had the ability to travel when I was in the sixth grade, and was ranked eighth in the nation, a small elementary school.
Wow.
So I've been playing for quite a while and been coaching off and on young teenagers in high school in basketball and baseball, and also coaching adults when I was in the military.
Wow. Did you hear that, listeners? From elementary school, he was ranked eighth in the nation as an elementary school student. And might I add, listeners, you can't see him. He's very muscular. But I want you to know he is not 6'10". How tall are you, Derek?
5'7".
He's 5'7". So you don't have to be a giant to be a basketball player.
No, you don't. Just have to have heart and determination.
I love it. 5'7", and he's been ranked eighth in the nation as an elementary school basketball player, then went on to play on teams and then to play in the military. At what point did you transition to become a coach?
Well, I coached when I was in the military, but I transitioned to coaching when I was in my last couple of years. I was coaching a seventh and eighth grade team in Washington State that ended up being nationally ranked. And so that's why I got into it. And then when I retired and moved back to Maryland, I came back coaching again. And then I walked away from it because of my work schedule. But then I had two young men who came to me and asked me to coach them if they got put together a team. And that's what I did. And
the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Now, why do parents love your program?
Well, a lot of parents say they love the program because we're organized. We're disciplined. We just don't play basketball. We teach and coach the kids about basketball. We tie it to, I always tell them that basketball comprises of math and science. So we also teach them how to understand the game of basketball, to build their basketball IQ. But around them, I've always reached out to outside agencies or organizations to help the young men, whether it's SATs preparation, ACT preparation, writing their entry-level letters for colleges, or whatever it is. So when parents hear about the variety of things that we offer, usually most of the kids that come to me stay 2 to 4 years.
Wow. Who wouldn't want their child in this kind of program, parents? This is so impressive. So it's not just about basketball. Basketball is an entry wedge. You also talked about, you said, academic skills, how basketball ties into academics, math and science. And then you have all these mentors to assist them to take basketball to the next level by talking about business ownership. Have you had any young men to capitalize on that?
Yes. Business ownership. Yes. Well, business ownership, we've had young men. I had one that, as a sophomore in college, get his residency program at MIT, and he did well. We have another kid that I mentored through college who is now working for ESPN that's due to cutting of the film for the 8 o'clock show Get Up. So it's we have quite a few of our young men. We have one young man that has gone to Spain to play and have came back to finish his education. So there's many of avenues that a lot of our young men have gone, but they all, when you talk to them to this day, they're still enjoying life as students. They're enjoying their life, period. We have one that went to the Navy doing special operations for the Navy. So it's gratifying to see them living their lives, enjoying their lives, and when they come back and thank you for all that you taught them. And they even come back and they always come and talk to the newer players to tell them about the program because they're the ones who started it. So it's a great thing.
Wonderful. Did you hear those success stories, listeners? One of his students is now working on television, ESPN, the sports program. Another one went to MIT. Another one went to Spain. So you have a lot of success stories. But I love the fact that you're moving beyond basketball and showing them how to be successful in life, meaning using your gifts and abilities that God has given you to make the world a better place. And they are certainly teaching each one, teaching one. So they're coming back to your organization, not just to say thank you, but they're saying, how can I help?
Yes. They ask how they can help, or they just come back and try to talk to the kids and mentor them also on how to get to the next level. Recently, we had one of my current young men who graduated early, joined my program, who's now playing football at ODU. So he comes back and he talks to the kids about the recruiting process. He talks to them about their grades. He talks to them about the discipline that it takes to be committed to play at a Division I level. So all these things are good things when the kids hear it from their peers or someone close to their age that they can look up to.
That is wonderful. What's the name of your business again?
Gauchos Corporation.
Okay. And how can someone contact you if they want to talk to you or more information about your program?
Well, we're on Facebook. You can look up under Each One Teach One. You can find us on the Each One Teach One on Instagram and Facebook. And soon we will have Twitter. And we will have our own Instagram for the Gaucho Corporation. But as I stated earlier, we're a new program that is growing rapidly. But the best way to reach us is through Facebook, Instagram, or you can email me at eachoneteachone.md@gmail.com.
.md for Maryland.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, basketball and beyond. I love the fact that you talked about character traits, life skills. You mentioned responsibility and accountability. These are some of the things the military will teach you.
Yes.
Right? So if your child's not going to the military, they can come to Gaucho Corporation. Parents, or you can teach them those skills in the home.
That's right.
What can parents do to help their children who may not get into your program to learn those skills of character development, responsibility, discipline, organization? What can parents do?
Well, one of the biggest things, even the parents that come to my team, we make them part of what we do. So we also make them accountable for ensuring that the kids are where they're supposed to be. So a lot of parents don't realize their children look up to them. So they see you being accountable and responsible for the things that they have to do, but while you make them do the actions that they're responsible, accountable for, then it works together hand in hand. Like I told them, success of basketball and my organization, what I've seen over the years is having good parents involved helps the kids, which help the coaches, and we all become successful, not just on the court, but off the court.
That's wonderful. So it's a team effort.
That's right.
The parents, the students, the coaches, and your organization working together. Now, in the home, is it important for children to have chores, to have a schedule? Would this help them develop some of those skills at home?
Yes, I believe it's important that they have chores to make them responsible. You hold them accountable to doing the chores that you give them. And it helps build discipline, which a lot of people don't realize. Chores and task and yard work, folding up their clothes, making up their bed. Those simple things actually helps young men when they move further on in life that people don't realize. It helps them to be structured and organized, which means their life and their mind will not be chaotic and cluttered. So it's important that you do teach them these things early in life. And because we're humans, are creatures of habits. So even to this day, I'm 53 years old, and the first thing I do when I get up is I make my bed. So, and that was taught to me when I was a child. So I believe in that structure, but it helps the child mind throughout the day when they're not living a cluttered life. by not having those simple things of the clothes picked up, the bed made up, you know, having that decent routine and be able to get their mind fresh and free so when they go to class, they're not cluttered or rushed or, you know, confusion. So
thank you. That is so important, Derek, Ronald, Derek Butts, yeah. Because there are some parents who say, I don't want my child to have to work as hard as I did. That's his room. He can do what he wants. But you're saying there's a relationship between a cluttered room and a cluttered mind.
That's right.
And to be successful, you need to have a clear mind.
That's right. And it always starts, everything starts at home. And I truly believe it starts at home. So, you know, we have to teach our kids good habits, some more than others, because some kids are different than others. Same way we coach them to be one team, but we have to coach each one a little differently to fit in and blend, just like they do in the military when you first come in. You have people from all different walks of life. How do you get them to focus and think as one? You got to train them all, but everyone's a little different. But everyone has to conform to one way, not many ways. So it's the same thing in the household.
Exactly. So cleanliness, order, breeds responsibility, accountability, which are traits that will take you far through life.
Yes.
To have a successful life. So we thank you so much, Derek, for, I keep calling you Derek, Ronald Derek Butts, for this program. Again, how can a parent get in touch with you to learn more?
Well, they can reach us online at eachoneteachone.maryland.com. You can go to my Instagram, it's eachoneteachone. And you can go on Facebook, it's under eachoneteachone. And you also, if you really want to talk to me, you can call me at 804-855-7345.
That number again, please.
Yes, 804-855-7345.
Thank you for making yourself available to our listeners to learn more about your Gaucho Corporation, a mentoring program for young males. Now, you also mentioned that you engage the young men in community service. What are some of the projects they've been involved in?
Well, right now we try to get the kids so they can get community hours for their schools. So we get them into feeding the hungry. We try to get them into... some of the kids are getting into a program, Suits to Success. So we're going to help teach the kids how to dress and successfully, but also to help with the goodwill of separating some of the clothes they get, the items they get. We have in the future, we have an organization in Hagerstown, Maryland, that are trying to save Black historical sites. So when they do that, we will use the kids to come and help with the restoration of the building, to teach them how to give back. And the good thing about it is that our program is have a diverse culture. So they all get, the most important thing is they get to work together and from a cultural standpoint and not behind all this, the media hypes that goes on. They learn how to work together from the different ethnic groups and they learn each other. So these are one of the key things that we think that working in the community and giving back, that the kids will learn more than what they see on TV and social media.
That is wonderful. So you are helping them with their basketball skills, adding to that being concerned about the community. So they're engaged in community projects. And did you say Dress for Success?
Yes.
Okay. So they're engaged in many different community service projects, giving back. And I love the one on protecting Black historical sites. That is so important as well. You mentioned that you're teaching them entrepreneurial skills like finance.
Yes.
And so, marketing. And
so we teach them various programs. We have Terrence Moore Consulting out of Maryland. He teaches the kids financial planning, financial investments. We have a young man who owns his own shop as a young 19-year-old entrepreneur in Maryland Printing. And he brings the kids over and he teaches the kids how to print, how to do designs. We have Alan Shelton, who's a communication and marketing young man. He's 25, who just started his marketing company. So he comes back and he plays with the kids, but he also teaches the kids about marketing and communication. We have several programs that are, we have a young man that's a senior at Bowie State Unison Sports, who comes to speak to the kids about playing sports because he plays football for Bowie. So he talks about playing sports, being an athlete, and trying to be an entrepreneur. So these are the things that the kids get to see that can relate to other athletes playing, young men that are entrepreneurs now. Mr. Andrew Boone from Merlin Printing is 19 years old, and I think three of the top five YouTubers is his customer.
Wow.
So when the kids see that and they can relate to it, it gives them the dream and the idea of knowing that they can achieve anything they want when they want. And the good thing about Andrew Boone being 19, one of the things he tells the kids about is that he graduated with a 3.7 GPA. So he opens himself to mentor them and let them know that school is still important, even when you're becoming an entrepreneur.
This is wonderful. So many success stories. And young men, 19 and 25, in your program, began, the entry point was basketball, but they have moved beyond that to being successful entrepreneurs at 19 and 25. We're going to take a break, listeners. When we come back, we'll have the questions so you can earn a free book.
Remember, those who read succeed. If you're looking for Black history books and books about people of color, shop online at Brown Sugar and Spice Books. The website is www.brownssbooks.com. That's www.brownssbooks.com. Brown Sugar and Spice Books offers to families, schools, and churches top quality, true-to-life, inspiring, and beautifully illustrated children's books and Black history books for all ages. So, shop online at www.brownssbooks.com and make reading a daily family activity in your home. Brown Sugar and Spice Books specializes in true stories about people of color. www.brownssbooks.com. Happy reading. Thank you.
You're listening to Save Our Black Boys with Jacqueline Galloway Blake. Welcome back, listeners. We're so delighted to have as our guest and expert mentor, Ronald Butts. He works with his company, Gaucho Corporation. He already gave his contact info, but would you give the phone number again if someone wanted to contact you?
The phone number is 804-855-7345.
Thank you so much for sharing yourself with our listeners. And he's talked about how young men enter his program, teenagers, and they enter on the basketball level, but they move beyond to learn entrepreneurial skills, how to start your own business, finance, printing, marketing, and also how to give back to the community. And your basketball team name is Each One Teach One. We congratulate you, Ronald Butts, and thank you so much for what you are doing to give back. Now, listeners, we're going to give away a book about a young Black male who became a millionaire at very young, started his own business. The book is called Realionaire, R-E-A-L, Realionaire. This book is yours if you can answer these questions. Question number one, what is the name of our guest's business? He already gave the name, Mr. Ronald Butts. What's the name of his business? Question number one. Question number two, what's the name of the basketball team? Has a very catchy slogan, a very meaningful slogan. What's the name of the basketball team? Question number three, one of his many success stories of young men who've been in the program, one of them now works in television. What's the name of the station that he works for? That's question number three. Question number four, he mentioned different community service projects that his young men are engaged in. Name one. I was going to say name two, but name one of those projects. And question number five, what is Ronald Butts' phone number so you can talk to him and get more information? Send your answers to these five questions to our website, saveourblackboys.net. Click on the Contact Us link, fill it out, and put your five answers. Everyone who answers those questions correctly will receive a copy of this wonderful book about a young Black male, very young, who became a millionaire following some of the principles that our guest is talking about. Now, Ronald Butts, I love the fact that you talk about the character development. Why is character so important?
Well, character takes a person a long way. And I really believe in what I tell the kids is that your success does not come from your talent. It comes from your character. So people judge you by your character, your word, how you carry yourself, your demeanors. It go a long way than your talent. So I believe character is a major characteristics that all people should possess.
Now, would you recite that quote? That's your quote, isn't it?
Yes.
We want to hear that. We want to hear that again.
Your success does not come from your talent, but from your character.
Thank you. And that is so very important, character. Because character is who you are when no one is watching, right?
Yes.
The real person. And might I say, listeners, we had an appointment for this interview for 8 o'clock this morning. And Mr. Ronald Butts got here before 8 o'clock, okay? So timeliness is part of character development.
Yes, being on time. I try to teach the kids 15 minutes prior for Murphy's Law. So practice start at 8, you be there at 7:45.
So he definitely what he is preaching. Any parting words before we end our broadcast?
No, but I would love to invite one of my entrepreneurs to be able to be on your show. He's been interested in being on your show. And so I will make sure I give him your number to contact you as he's been listening to your radio station.
Really?
Yes. So I would like Mr. Alan Shelton to be able to be on your show to talk to your listeners about what he has done as a young entrepreneur and a smart businessman who graduated out of college with honors. So I would like to have that happen.
Okay. Well, we'll be delighted to interview him. And thank you so much. I'm so proud of the work that you're doing. You're helping so many young men, so many families, because the parents are engaged as well. So may God continue to richly bless you as you reach out and each one teaching one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listener, is the Save Our Black Boys radio show of value to you? Has it benefited you in any way? If so, please help by donating $10 or more online. Go to our website, saveourblackboys.net, that's N-E-T, and click the donate button. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to the Save Our Black Boys radio program with your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake. Save Our Black Boys is a radio program dedicated to educating, enlightening, and empowering parents to embrace lifestyle changes in the home that support success for African American boys in the school.